A Wednesday evening in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Andre Holgate. Thank you for joining us on the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap. Polls are showing that former U.S. Congressman Pete Hoekstra has the Republican Senate nomination already wrapped up ahead of the August primary, but it's not over yet. He's now alleging that a super PAC supporting rival Clark Durant violated campaign laws. Congressman Hoekstra joins us now to talk about how serious of an issue this really is. Congressman, thank you for taking some time to talk to us on WILS.
Hey, it's good to be with you. Thank you.
Now, apparently a group calling itself Prosperity for Michigan, you're saying broke some rules by failing to disclose its donors and revenues more than a week after filing its quarterly report with the FEC on July 13th. What is it that you want to see happen at this point since the primaries are so close?
Well, I mean, really what has to happen is the Federal Election Commission, which is the adjudicator of this, has to review this and has to hold them accountable. You know, this is an organization that on July 15th said it had not raised any money, zero, zippo, in contributions from up until June 30 of 2012. 7 days later, they came back and said, no, we're mistaken. We've raised at least $188,000 from 11 donors, and on that same day, they went out and purchased somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000 to $400,000 of broadcast and cable TV advertising. This was clearly an effort by this organization to deceive the voters of Michigan about their capabilities and their intentions, and they broke the law, so now they have to be accountable.
Now, they are running these ads. They're calling you someone from Washington, so you can't really change Washington, is what the Durant commercial is stating. Do you really view that as a threat at this point? The polls are showing that in some polls you've got a 75% of the Republican vote ahead of the primary.
Now, this is not whether you view it as a threat or not. This is just very, very simple. You know, the people of Michigan deserve better. When they've got people who are running for statewide office, when they've got people who want to be one of 100 people in the U.S. Senate, the least that they can do is abide by the law that is on the laws that are on the books. It looks like they want to go to Washington and they want to change. You know, they want to change Washington, but the way they're going to change Washington is just by not enforcing or abiding by the law. It's just plain out wrong. Republican voters in this state deserve better from their candidates, and they deserve to know what's going on. And that's why these laws, that's why these rules are on the books, not to flaunt them, but to follow them.
Now, we saw the numbers that came out for some of the congressional races when it comes to fundraising. Looks like incumbents are completely blowing the doors off their opponents, raising, in many cases, a million, several million. Opponents are maybe in the tens of thousands. I know in your case, you've raised from between April and June, $734,000 for the campaign. Durant only bringing in $272,000. When you see these kinds of numbers, in this case, obviously, a bit closer, but when incumbents are bringing in so much more money, are these even in any way competitive, these primaries?
Well, the one thing that you learn, and that's why we're going to keep campaigning until, you know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock on election night, and we're going to campaign until the polls close, because you never take a primary or any election for granted. The voters have the right to speak. My first campaign, I was outspent 15-1, and we won. So I'm a firm believer that you know, underfunded candidates with the right message, with the right candidate, with, you know, good timing, they can be successful. It's hard. It was hard to beat an incumbent who was outspending me 15-1, but we were able to do it. So, mm-hmm. You know, it can be done, but it's a tough uphill slog.
I'm talking to former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, now in the running for the Republican Senate nomination. Now, as you know, the Durant commercial, as I stated, is saying that Congressman Pete Hoekstra, he can't change Washington because he is Washington. How are you going to argue against that, especially when you go up against Debbie Stabenow? I mean, you both have obviously spent many years in Washington. Is that something that you have to acknowledge?
Well, no. I mean, I changed Washington. I was put in charge of the team that investigated the Teamsters. we changed the Teamsters because we forced a corrupt union leader. The president of the Teamsters had to leave the Teamsters because of the work that we did. I changed Washington with John Kasich when I was on the budget committee, and we went from deficits to surplus. I changed Washington when we did intelligence reform, and we took a broken intelligence community that failed us on 9/11. We reformed it in 2004, and that intelligence community and their capabilities has kept the homeland safe for the last 8 years. I mean, my whole tenure in Washington has been about taking on the establishment and changing the establishment, and that's why I'm running for the Senate and why we've got such a tremendous level of support, because people know that I'm not Washington. I'm the guy that didn't get an apartment in Washington. I'm the guy that slept on his couch for 18 years because he knew that I lived in Michigan and I worked for the people of Michigan and I wasn't part of the establishment.
Let me ask you, the congressional Republicans and the approach they're taking, many of them very new, the hard line against any compromise with President Obama. Do you agree with that approach?
Well, I think, as I look at Washington, and you know, I've had my experiences and incidents with this president, and I compare that to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton worked with Newt Gingrich, who people believe was very, very partisan. But in that environment, Bill Clinton compromised, and so did Newt Gingrich. We passed welfare reform. We reduced taxes. We balanced the budget. We grew the economy. The problem, I think, right now is we've got a president who is not willing to compromise, who is not willing to come to agreement with House Republicans to actually get to solutions. Clearly, the country is looking for solutions. It's what people all across the state are telling me. They want to get things done.
Are you saying, though, that you think House Republicans are in a mode of compromising and the president is the one that's taking a hard line against them?
That's the observation I would have. I mean, I know John Boehner. John Boehner is very much about driving to solutions. And as I've talked with John, and I think he's clearly indicated, this president is someone that's not willing to come to the table and hammer out solutions. This is a president who's really doubled down on partisan politics, that's why this election in November is so critical.
What about the observation of some that these new House Republicans have a very different approach than what has been traditional in Washington, which is to find middle ground, and they really are not willing to compromise on many of their very closely held ideologies. Do you think there's some accuracy there?
I think that the thing that people are forgetting is the magnitude of the change and the quote unquote compromise that needs to take place to fix these problems is enormous. I mean, you've got we were dealing, I think, with deficits in the hundreds of billions of dollars. Now you're dealing with deficits, in the trillions. You're dealing with unemployment at 8.1% on a national basis. And so, I think that, I think that with the right solution on the table that would have the kind of dramatic change that's necessary to address some of the problems that are out there, I think House Republicans would come aboard. Do I think all of them would? No. But I think you have enough to actually get something passed and get it through the Senate and have the president sign it into law.
One last thing on this. Do you think that the stalemate we've seen, the lack of movement of legislation, is better than having the president's agenda moving forward?
I think the president's agenda is, it's one of the reasons that I decided to step back into politics. This president's agenda on foreign policy weakens America on the economy, weakens America on the debt and on the deficit. It weakens America for our kids and our grandchildren. And Obamacare weakens health care. I think I'm glad that at least that the president's agenda is not moving forward. I'm disappointed that there aren't other solutions that are being driven and being signed into law.
I want to get your reaction to the shooting in Colorado last week. Now, as a congressman, you got an A rating from the NRA, which indicated your strong pro-gun rights voting record. What is your reaction to the shooting in terms of what policy changes might have to be considered from it, or do you ultimately think from the details we know that there should be no restriction on the gun rights that we currently have?
Well, I don't see any policy coming out of this horrific act out of Colorado that would have stopped this tragedy from happening. And I think that the reflection on addressing exactly what's happening with this individual, what caused him to do that, and those types of circumstances, rather than rushing to a judgment that says you need more gun control, I think that that restraint has demonstrated that people really on both sides of that issue of gun control are recognizing that we've got more serious systematic problems in our country that are resulting in these kinds of tragedies, and it's not, in gun control, which, for so many years was the quick answer. I think people recognize we've got deeper problems. So I'm glad we're going to have a discussion about the deeper problems that we're facing as a country.
Former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, now in the running for the Republican Senate nomination, that appears to be a lock according to polls, and then going up against Senator Debbie Stabenow. Congressman Hoekstra, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Always good to be with you. Thank you.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.